Does Christmas exist in Middle Earth? And what about other holidays? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. On this channel we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in full, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. If you like the sound of that, there's a subscribe button around here somewhere. It may surprise you to learn that Christmas is actually quite important in Middle Earth. Not that it ever gets mentioned, nor would it, as Christmas itself, the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, is obviously not a part of that world at that time. So let me explain why it's still important. Tolkien's world is, in Tolkien's words, ours, but in a different stage of imagination. And in our world, in the northern parts of Europe, before Christmas was a thing, there were midwinter festivals, often called Yule or variations of that. It's quite a primal thing, really, bringing light and warmth and family and love together when the days are at their shortest and the world at its darkest. And so it is in Tolkien's world. We read that in the Shire, Yule happens over 2 days during winter. The Hobbit's calendar had as its equivalent of December and January the months of Fore Yule and After Yule, respectively. In between them, outside of any month, were two special days. First Yule, their New Year's Eve, and Second Yule, their New Year's Day. Yuletide as a holiday period extended 6 days in full, from the 29th of Fore Yule to the 2nd of After Yule. These, we are told, were the Hobbit's chief holidays and time of feasting. As evidence of this, we can see in The Lord of the Rings, after the scouring of the Shire, when the hobbits were trying to put their world back into order, that having a good Yule was a driving factor for them. We read, "Great stores of goods and food and beer were found that had been hidden away by the ruffians in sheds and barns and deserted holes, and especially in the tunnels at Mickledelving and in the old quarries at Skerry, so that there was a great deal better cheer that Yule than anyone had hoped for." And Yule wasn't just celebrated in the Shire, but in many parts of northwestern Middle-earth. We're told that a form of the same word, Yule, had been used by the Northmen who came to form a large part of the population of Gondor, and was later used in Rohan, so that a word like Yule was well known in Gondor as a northern name for the midwinter festival. Again, witness Bilbo and Gandalf travelling back to the Shire after the events of The Hobbit. By midwinter, Gandalf and Bilbo had come all the way back, along both edges of the forest, to the doors of Beorn's house, and there for a while they both stayed. Yuletide was warm and merry there, and men came from far and wide to feast at Beorn's bidding. Yes, Bilbo, Gandalf and Beorn all celebrated Yule together on their way back from the Lonely Mountain. But as well as this midwinter festival that, in our world, turned into Christmas, there is one other specifically Christmassy reference in The Lord of the Rings. It's not as obvious as, say, Father Christmas arriving in person in Narnia in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Today we might call it an Easter egg or something like that, but it's definitely there, and intentional. The date that the Fellowship set off from Rivendell was the 25th of December, Christmas Day. This was clearly intentional on Tolkien's part. It had originally been on November the 24th, but he then changed it. The day of the quest's end, when Sauron was defeated, was also deliberately chosen by him. March the 25th, a popular date for the crucifixion of Christ. To a strong Catholic Christian like Tolkien, the meaning will have been clear. The Fellowship set out on the day representing the hope of the world, 25th of December, Jesus' birth, and fulfilled on a date representing that hope fulfilled, 25th of March, Jesus' crucifixion. As is so often the case for Tolkien, this is about hope. And to perhaps address thoughts that this might contravene Tolkien's avowed hatred of allegory, I think it's worth noting that although the date they left was clearly important to Tolkien, he seemed to have no desire to push this on his readers. The date the Fellowship leave Rivendell is only described in the books as a cold grey day near the end of December. You have to go digging into the timeline of Appendix B of the book to find the actual date. And it's clear that Tolkien himself genuinely loved Christmas. He couldn't actually explicitly include Christmas itself in Middle-earth, there being no birth of Jesus to celebrate, but he could include it in his other writings. There are notable Christmas references in Farmer Giles of Ham and Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, but we really should talk about the handwritten and gorgeously illustrated letters he wrote each year to his children under the guise of Father Christmas. Each year they would receive a letter in an envelope with a stamp and postage mark from the North Pole, with an account of what Father Christmas had been up to that year. I'd highly recommend checking them out as a lovely piece of family-focused literature in their own right, but for here, it's definitely worth noting how these Father Christmas letters fed into his legendarium, because he started writing them to his eldest son Michael in 1920, well before even The Hobbit was conceived. In particular, the character of Father Christmas himself. This bearded older gentleman who has a special care for the smaller folk of our world is also rather partial in Tolkien's stories to making and displaying fireworks. Does that remind you of anyone? And when you dig deeper, there is more. Yes, Tolkien's Father Christmas is quick to laugh and enjoys a nice meal and a drink every now and then, but he's also something of a paladin leading the fight against the goblins. Speaking of which, the big war in that world was between the unearthly gnomes and despicable goblins. The goblins, we all know, is how Tolkien referred to orcs in their early stages of development. Gnomes are what he called elves while the legendarium was young, morphing into the Noldor over time. So Gandalf helping the elves in their fight against the orcs. And as much as his letters from Father Christmas foreshadow the world of the Lord of the Rings, Yule in that world foreshadows Christmas in ours. To Tolkien, the Yule of pre-Christian pagans, whether that be reflected in the feast days in Middle-earth or Grandfather Yule in the Father Christmas letters, does not merely precede Christmas, it presages it. And likewise, the Christmas we know, whether the medieval feast days of Farmer Giles of Ham or the modern holiday season seen in the Father Christmas letters, is not merely about religious rites and rituals. Rather, the dragons, goblins and gnomes from the pagan past retain a place of prominence. For Tolkien, there was room enough in life and literature for the Christian and the pagan, for Christmas and Yule. The coming together of family and friends, the hope of Christmas future, as well as the simple hope of all people that the death and dark nights of winter will make way to spring and summer. Christmas for Tolkien was about hope and family and friends and love and unearned gifts. It's about paying attention to the things in life that really matter, especially the smaller things that we might sometimes overlook, which, I suppose, is what The Lord of the Rings is all about. It's noticeable that we see Yule celebrated in The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings after the adventure is over, when things can return to normal and we can once more focus on what really matters. So whether you celebrate Christmas or Yule or neither, perhaps you can take this from Tolkien's message of hope and love. This is when the Fellowship set off on their quest to save Middle-earth. This is when Bilbo finally had a chance to stop and relax after his adventures. And this is how the Shire came back together after Saruman and his ruffians had destroyed so much. Let's just take a moment at this time of year to focus on the things that really matter. Merry Christmas and Merry Yule. May it be a time of peace, love and hope for you and those you care about. If you'd like more videos about Tolkien's Legendarium, please click on the link to the playlist on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, the best way to do that is via my Patreon page, which is the link on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.